Welcome to the FemNation podcast, where we wholeheartedly believe women entrepreneurs can rise together. Success comes in many flavors. There are no secret strategies. Women entrepreneurs are rewriting history by defining success on their own terms. Hi, I'm White Dove Gannon, the down-to-earth chick with a different name. Entrepreneur and founder of the Female Entrepreneur Movement, our business is dedicated to helping women start and grow their businesses, increasing financial independence. Each week, join me for inspiring stories and powerful interviews of women entrepreneurs sharing their lessons to success to help you take your business to the next level. Now, let's go for it. Welcome back to the FemNation podcast, where today I'm going to dive into a very, very deep interview wrap-up from Leslie Carol Botha. We discussed the entrepreneurial state for women. We discussed where we're at in the entrepreneurial state, but it was a bigger conversation that had to be had, that needed to be had, that the world needs to hear, especially in the United States, actually, that where she has her research and she's got statistics and numbers inside the United States. But I want to come back to talking a little bit about it. And I want to bring the context around to the entrepreneurial journey for women. Those of you that listen to that, you will know and you will feel and intuitively you will tap into the fact that there is a connection to our cycle and being an entrepreneur or a woman in business. And I mentioned briefly inside of our conversation that I would be curious to know the stats of how many women leaders, the women leadership that we have, the good leadership, the ones that are standing up in this world, the ones that are aware and awake, how many of those are in tune with their cycle and what to expect? And how many of you as listeners are in tune to your cycle and what to expect? Now, I don't know how this translates into those of us who no longer have a cycle or those of us who are not going to cycle. I don't quite know how that rolls into it, but I still know that there is a hormone shift that we have as women no matter what. And stepping into knowing what that looks like is going to be very powerful for you in your business, in how you move through the world. We have to open the eyes ourselves. We need to know what this looks like. We need to understand what this looks like so that we can stand in and own this space in our day and age, in our time, in our society, and uplift each other. All of us women entrepreneurs, we need to band together and understand collectively. And I know that it's out there, and I know that there are organizations, and I know there are groups and opportunities. Leslie hinted to a few of them in her interview, but they exist. But some of them are very, very, very woo-spaced, very deeply in that side of it. And there is an element, an ethereal element to this, kind of a mystical element to this, because what happens to us is part of who we are as a being. But there's also more scientifically based groups that deal with it talk about it in more of a scientific approach. And for the more analytical of us women that need to hear the science side of it and what is being done on that forefront, those are the groups that you want to go for and check out, and the information that comes out of that side. But do check. Do investigate, do know, be aware, step into the space of not only owning your business, not only measuring your success by what you want to be as success, not only handling all the things you do and being a leader in your own element and your own nucleus in your own world, and moving into more leadership and being pronounced for the other women out there that are behind you, still working on the steps that you had already gone through. It is our responsibility to take back that space and say it doesn't have to fit in a masculine entrepreneurial thought or ideal. It doesn't have to be just one particular way, because our awesome, well-rounded, you know, community-minded male counterparts have made strides in doing the right thing, working with passion, building real connectivity inside the entrepreneurial space. It's still a completely different approach that our male counterparts don't know. They don't go through this. They don't have the hormones that differentiate inside on a cyclical basis quite like we do. There is a difference. So if we can open our eyes and understand these things for ourselves, we can move through our business with ease. We can find the successes that we are trying to achieve or we are working towards. We will also find those community partners, those people that are in our world for a reason. We will connect. That connection is so important. Finding all of these pieces to put together, and it will make so much more sense. But there will be so much less confusion, and everything will seem to flow better, work more in harmony. And there was just a responsibility for us to know what that looks like, search internally what that looks like for ourselves, be in tune with what that area is so that we can educate outward from there. We can educate our husbands. We can educate our partners. We can educate our fellow business men in business. We can educate all of those pieces. We are the ones that have to grasp and understand it ourselves in order to teach others that don't know. That is what's going to give us the power and the leadership and empower the movement that we are so desperately working towards. So I encourage you guys to continue the conversation, to find those groups, reach out to Leslie, have a conversation with her, work on knowing who you are on a deeper, more intimate soul level internally, including how your body moves through the world as well. What does that look like? So have that conversation, reach out to her. I want you to reach out to me if you have any questions, or this is a very deep and a very moving podcast interview that kind of deviates a little bit from the specifics of entrepreneurship, but it was a conversation that needed to be had because it does tie together for us and what we do that is not quite overly understood in the entrepreneurial world. So, as always, I enjoy having conversations with you. I enjoy you guys that have reached out and just said what the podcast means to you or how you found answers inside of these interviews. But more importantly, just seeing you reach out, hearing you reach out, having those, having the opportunity to move forward. And I'm honored that you have had those conversations with me. So keep them up. I encourage them. Let's continue the conversation. And as always, keep moving up forward.
Thanks for listening to the FemNation podcast. Be sure to check out our show notes for more details from the episode. If you love the show, share it with a friend or drop me a note. I'd love to hear from you over at whitedovegannon.com or find me on social media. Until next time, keep moving forward.